Welcome to part three of our series on solving spooking horses, and today we're talking about some of the emotional causes of spooking. An old fright imprint or an old trauma will cause spooking. Now, let me tell you what I mean about that. In the second key to happiness with your horse, I talked about how when a horse is afraid and can't take action to help themselves feel safe, they bury the fear inside themselves. And each of these suppressed fears is cumulative. Each fear adds on to and intensifies the next fear. So the fear gets stronger and stronger and stronger. When a horse has many such buried fears, then they can have a huge fright reaction to what seems to us like just a small thing. The bonus lesson to the six keys to happiness, the lesson called Healing of the Horse's Mind, Body and Spirit by You, shows you how you can help your horse to release those old frights and traumas and get rid of this source of spooking. Oh, such a relief. And if you haven't got those already, then registration for those free lessons is the big yellow box on the right-hand side at the top of this page. Releasing old frights and traumas for horse and person is also one of the big focuses of our online course, From Your Horse's Heart. That's not free, but it is the best value, innovative and progressive course you could possibly imagine. It's getting rave reviews from the people who are going through it for the first time now. Being in the not too sure zone for too long is another source of spooking. Now, chronic anxiety is the result of being in what I call the not too sure zone for too long. And chronic anxiety on either your part or on your horse's part will cause spooky behavior. It doesn't matter whether the anxiety is yours or your horse's, the answer is to take whatever action you need to make both of you feel safe. You have to make a commitment to both of you feeling safe. This might take you a little bit more time at first, but you will be surprised at how fast your progress can be together when it's laid in the foundation of a comfort zone and in the happiness of a deep comfort zone. And what's your safety and happiness that comes from that worth to you anyway? It's just a short time. I talk about the comfort zone, the deep comfort zone, the not too sure zone and the oh shit I'm dead zone in great detail in the free lessons, the six keys to happiness with your horse. So I'm not going to go into them again in detail here. Have another look at them, or if you haven't got them yet, get those lessons to understand how to solve that cause of spooking. They are seriously brilliant lessons. The online course From Your Horse's Heart spends more than 8 months supporting you while you work your way through your horse's routine, finding and eliminating every source of nerves for your horse and even for you too. And then you work your way through the things that you would like to have in your routine, like cars and motorbikes and umbrellas and babies' prams, all the things that your horse sees when they're out and about. You don't have to leave things like this to chance and risk your horse diving out from underneath you. The more things you help your horse get into their comfort zone, the more they look to you for each new thing without spooking. Living in the not too sure zone is another big cause of spooking. You would be surprised and probably disappointed at how many horses live all their lives in the not too sure zone. And when that's where they're living, they're ready to be kicked out into the oh shit I'm dead zone at the drop of a hat. In hindsight, I owned at least two horses like this in the past, and these horses are often seriously spooky behaving, and yet they're absolutely as fixable as all the other causes of spookiness. It requires a systematic approach, working through their routine to release their old buried emotional stuff and help them get happy with what currently causes them to be in the not too sure zone. When you really start listening to your horse and eliminating all their sources of fear and nerves in their lives, you will be very pleasantly surprised at how much they turn themselves inside out to cooperate with you. Oh, it's so beautiful. And of course, you can have more than one of these causes of a horse spooking happening at the same time. I was browsing for a photo of a horse spooking and I was saddened by some of the stuff that you're being told about spooking horses. The one thing I can promise you is that they are not spooking because they're being a disobedient horse. And they're not spooking because they're being a bad horse. And they're not even spooking because they're being a naughty horse. And I promise you, they are not trying to get at you. Eliminate the physical causes, set a foundation of happiness with everything in their routine, and watch your horse turn to you for reassurance when something new and potentially scary happens. That is such a nice feeling. Feel free to add any other causes of spooking that you can think of, or your own experience with a spooky horse, to the comments below.